Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy Tuesday. It is the Sloppy Joes gang of Joe Smith. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. Ethan James over there.
I'm very well. How are you?
I didn't really ask how you are. Loads coming up on the show today. The 9 out of 10 club is going to be a mighty sweet treat against one of the most popular foods in the world.
Oof. Who will win? The most popular food in the world, of course, is, we've spoken about it before.
Onions.
Rice.
Rice!
Of course.
I love it. Let's start off with Breaking Joes, though.
Breaking Joes!
How have you all been?
Nice, thank you.
I went to Marsden. Do you know where Marsden is?
Is that the one planet closer to the sun or one further away?
It's in the middle.
Or is it near South Shields?
No, I think there might be a couple of Marsdens. Mine's just on the way. If you're driving from the city centre of Manchester to Huddersfield,
which we all are on a regular basis, aren't
man,
we, Ethan? We're always on the way to Huddersfield, me and Ethan.
I'm fascinated by like little towns and villages. They fascinate me.
Yeah.
Like they have got their own way of doing things, their own local pubs, their own big nights out, their own favourite takeaways, their own whatever. And there's far too many of them for me to even comprehend.
Right.
And Marsden is one of them. It might be famous for you if you've ever done the Ale Trail, because that is essentially the train that goes from Manchester Piccadilly to Huddersfield, and if you get off at every stop along that, there's a pub literally within walking distance, and Marsden's on the route. Ooh, so I've only ever been there once, very pissed. But what a gorgeous place.
Really?
Stunning, mate.
Do you know what these little towns always have, by the way? River running through them.
Yeah, this one.
Has it?
A canal.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And the canal, that's clearly where, you know, when you think back, that's how the town sort of started, and it must have been one of the reasons why they're all there. But we got there, we stayed in what was like a little cottage.
You stayed there? What
we stayed there for two nights.
Who
stayed
did?
In Marsden for
Who?
Two nights, me, Becky and Buck.
What?
In a little, like, you know, these sort of viral shacks that are now popping up.
A viral shack? Isn't that where Ethan used to work during the COVID times?
Oh, yeah.
Doing the test centre and that.
Where you...
What? So you just went on holiday 20 minutes away? Are you like...
Yeah.
Someone on palliative care. And you need to be within a quick drive of the centre in
I
case
did
he
go
takes
on holiday.
A turn for the worst.
I'd go on holiday 35 minutes away.
What?
Well, because you wanted to get away for a little bit.
We hadn't even got away.
I was starting
the
breakfast show
from the fucking track.
I was starting the breakfast show on Monday. Becky thought we'll get away on the Friday, have a few days just to ourselves, go on big walks, enjoy life.
Wow.
Explore Marsden. For all of its glory.
Is there life on Marsden?
There is life on Marsden. A great chippy. Great chippy. We had chips.
You had chips?
Yeah.
Interesting. Fish and chips is done. Joe McGrath.
No, I didn't say it's done, did I?
Yes,
did I say
did.
It's done?
Yes, you did. When we had fish and chips on the 9 out of 10 club, you said it's done in your big way.
What? No, did
you
I say
you
it's
you
done?
You said it was
you
done.
Said fish and chips is a bit done, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but when you've got nothing else to order at Mars, I might as well get on this. It was all right.
So it's last resort?
Well, yeah, it was last resort. It was either that or Marsden Spice.
What's that?
Which is over the road. It's a kebab and pizza restaurant. They were next door to each other. I didn't know what to pick. Becky wasn't too keen on the Marsden Spice atmosphere. It screamed. Oh, no, I can't say it. It screamed. It didn't get a great hygiene rating.
It screamed. Two-star hygiene rating.
Yeah, it screamed Google at first.
Really?
So we went to the chippy. I got Marsden's famous rag pudding.
What would that be? Let's stop there. Me and Ethan. What do we think a rag pudding is?
Rags are...
This is fucking Shakespeare, man.
Rags on my back.
Rags are like clothes and stuff, aren't they?
Yeah.
Old clothes.
Scraps.
Mm. So maybe batter.
Oh.
Wow, imagine that. A pie full of batter. That's Jim McGrath. A late entry to the Nana. I take the World Cup has just arrived.
So
let's have a guess first.
Okay,
what do you think?
Sorry, is it a pie?
It's called a rag pudding. We're not asking questions. We're
because
guessing.
Pudding, I was thinking it was a pudding, but we've seemingly got pie out of it.
Isn't it like steak and kidney pudding that they have in Manchester? I'm thinking it's like that. But we don't know.
I think it's lots of shredded meats and batters all mixed up with gravy in a pie.
So meat and gravy, which is every pie.
Yes. It is sort of like the pie, but it's like the pudding you didn't like. You know, the soft pastry.
Yeah, it's
but
like it's pie more boiled rather than baked.
Yeah, it's more shaped like a bottle of Ribena. So its width it was girthy.
Was it not long? Would you say it was wide and short like a tuna can?
Yeah. I'd say it also was delicious.
Was it?
Yeah, very good. I worried there was some sort of like brain in there. Because it was a funny looking meat in there.
You don't like being around that, do you?
Would you eat
brains?
I once had sweetbreads by accident.
What is sweetbreads?
Well, don't order it in Sweden. Awful.
Ethan, Google sweetbreads.
It's the innards of like all the sheep's brains and stuff like that. And
is it?
Yeah, and I once ate
like haggis.
I thought it was just a... Yeah, but they don't do a good job of grinding it down.
Just chunks of like brain stem and stuff.
I thought it was a dessert.
Sweetbreads. It does sound like bread
some sort of
pudding.
French toast. Marsden was lovely. How many steps did I do on Saturday, did you ask? Oh, just 27,000.
Wow. That's a lot.
I'm a step boy these days, mate.
Yeah.
I'm stepping up.
Really?
In my job and just life.
Just in life generally.
Yeah.
That's a lot of steps. So what did you do? Steps. What were you doing to go?
We got lost.
On?
Yeah, we got lost.
Let's just go and get lost 30 minutes from home.
Oh, we were having fun 2 hours in. Then it got
well,
a
you
bit.
Went funnily enough, you got so lost. That's our house. You just walked home, didn't you, by accident? That's great. We can just stay in. Huh? Just someone could pick the car up in the morning, but I'll stay at ours tonight.
I fucking love Marsden. Anyway,
what made you go there? Sorry, why did you pick that?
Because I just had a dog-friendly hut, shack, VIP shack, so Buck could stay with us.
Mm.
Yeah, or was he wasn't allowed on the sofa?
Did you put him on the sofa?
He wasn't allowed on the sofa or our bed. It's
did
a shame.
Did he go on the sofa or the job. Bed? We can hear you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Anyway, and I had a great time, and I've made friends with a farmer
in Marsden.
No, in Scotland. And I bought some of his products from farmer.
Say that again. Sentence.
And he's trying to become the first great farmer of 2025.
It's one of them. It's an award that Bernard Matthews usually has wrapped up, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like Anton Deck at the television awards.
Yeah.
Best presenter.
What he's doing is it's like he's documenting everything he does on the farm, from the birth of the animal to the product you'll get.
Let me stop you there. Isn't that what all farmers do?
They don't document it. They don't film it.
Oh, film it.
Film it. Yeah, film it. It's on us everywhere. So you'll see the pig, then obviously the pig dies.
How?
I think this one was a shotgun.
No.
Shotgun the pig.
Joe, don't have a go.
We don't see the death bit. I think you have to, that's on Patreon. So your pig dies. But then he shows you how he makes the bacon from the pig. And then I bought the bacon and it was fucking... Let me tell you this. The sausages I bought off Farmer were the
best...
What
are you saying there? Sorry.
Farmer.
Is that what it's called?
He's called himself Farmer.
Why? What's that mean? Is it the word farmer twice, or is one of them PHARMA, like big farmer?
Oh, maybe. The best sausages I've ever had.
Really?
I bought a little jar of his cream cheese. Let me tell you that.
Pig milk?
That on a bagel was unbelievable. You're laughing now. If I show you one of these videos, you'll stand up and clap.
Right, I don't know what is fucking going on at all here.
I've made friends with a farmer on TikTok.
No, right.
We DM.
Okay, TikTok. Okay, DM, right. This is,
on Instagram, yeah.
I thought it was one of these things, like, when, you know, sometimes when you buy, like, some sausages in the supermarket and they'll say, cows raised by Graham in Gloucestershire on the packaging.
No.
I thought this had, like, a QR code with a video of him milking this pig into some cream cheese.
No. It was just, I've just made friends with him, so...
Can we have a look, then?
Right. You'll love this. Right, do you want to see how he makes his cream cheese?
Well, you tell me.
I don't know what video's the best. I think how he makes his cream cheese is unbelievable.
How have you come across this guy?
Farmer. I don't know. TikTok. TikTok must knew I was looking for a new sausage supplier.
Here
we go. Watch this cream cheese video. Oh, let me just start and stop it again. Right. Right, we'll put this in because. Right, so that's just the start. Okay. So he gets the milk. I didn't know you make cream cheese just from milk, you know.
What do you think it was from?
The cream of the cheese.
A lot of salt in there. Lemon juice.
Oh, I love it so much.
It's a lot of noise.
Very sloshy.
Get it to the mic.
Puts a clock on as the lid. Well, they're going to put the video in, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Watching it's great, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
So you get to see how it's made.
Can that pause it into a muslin?
I'll have to cut that.
Oh, dear.
What are you saying oh, dear for?
Well... Yeah, he's whisking it now and he's putting some stuff in it. It's almost too creamy, that. He's piping it into a ramekin, a glass ramekin jar thing. Screwing it on.
I got one of them.
Have you?
They were... And can I tell you this?
Yeah,
it's the best cream cheese I've ever had.
Is it?
So me and the farmer are good mates now.
How many cream cheeses have you had?
I've had a lot. Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I've tried most of all of the own brand cream cheese from all supermarkets.
Which one's the best?
Aldi's great.
Yeah.
Aldi's great. He, perfect. Best sausages I've ever had.
What were they?
This stunned me. Beef. Beef sausages. I didn't know they could taste so good.
Really? What was in them? Fennel?
Beef.
No.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Flavour-wise.
Fennel, salt, paprika, I don't know. Fucking, they just tasted great.
So did he give me it for free? Because you spoke about them on here for a long time. You didn't buy these, did you?
I did buy these, actually.
Did you? How much were the sausages?
Yeah. Anyway, what have you been up to?
Were they a lot?
Oh, it's the most expensive bacon butty I've ever had.
No wonder you like it so much. You're telling yourself it was
Becky
the
best. Was fuming. So and I bought it myself. I didn't have the joint account.
So you found him on TikTok.
Messaged him saying, love your work.
And he said, cool, buy something.
No, he said, cool, stuff's available now if you want to buy anything.
So what I said then.
No, because yours was quite demanding.
Yeah.
Buy something then. He was more like, oh, I've just put some stuff up.
If you want to buy it then.
Yeah.
And you did. So what did you buy?
Brownies from the cow.
Don't get that.
Cream cheese. No, because it's the only item that Becky would quite like because a lot of it's meat. Brownies from the cow. Cream cheese from the video you just saw there. Bacon.
Yeah.
Sausage.
Brilliant. Have you got any left for us?
No, but I'll buy some more. Oh, I might not. We could buy some more from the Stop Shows business account, I guess.
Yeah. I'd like to try that.
From Scotland delivery, how much?
If it's any more than £4.99, we've got real issues.
£4.99?
Yeah.
What's that mean? £4.99?
Yeah.
What? No, I'm talking about the whole thing that I've just said there. Them four items coming from Scotland to
here.
Yeah,
I'm saying if that's any more than a fiver, there's a problem here.
Sausage, bacon, cream cheese and brownies?
Well, all right, okay, yeah.
You wouldn't even go to Lidl and get sausages, cream cheese, bacon and brownies for a fiver.
You asked what the delivery... I thought you meant the delivery.
No, the actual whole package. Everything in and more.
Okay,
delivery was £8. What?
Was it? Oh, okay, so if the delivery... I mean, these sausages... You're talking £6, these sausages. The bacon, probably a fiver. The brownies, probably £7. Let's be honest, they're expensive. Cream cheese, £3. 12, let's say £22.
I paid £32 for all that.
Including delivery?
Yeah, the delivery was included in that. And if you're sat home thinking, now I've brought it up just so I can clip this bit and send it to him, so possibly he sends me free sausages, how dare you think that?
Yeah. I didn't think that. And I still don't, obviously. You want some free sausages?
I love your sausages. Yeah. Keep sending them somewhere. What have you been up to anyway?
I had seen a thing on the radio I think you'll like.
Go on then. What is it?
It was Radio 4.
Was it
4.
Me? No. You were listening to Radio 4 for?
It's amazing. Do you not listen to Radio 4?
I'm on the radio myself, mate. Did you listen to me?
I have been listening to you, yeah. Told you already.
Did you switch on Radio 4, though?
Well, you're not on all the time.
It's cheeky, isn't it? Have you listened to me, Ethan?
I messaged you the other day, so it was the best thing I've heard all month, and you didn't reply.
Yeah, because it was the 1st of February.
What, and you don't reply on the 1st of February?
No, he said he was taking the piss out of me.
Why?
Because he said it's the best thing, and he said it was the best thing he heard all morning, I'm sure.
All month?
And it was like 9 o'clock on a Monday.
Yeah, but he's still being polite.
But it was the 3rd of February, so he was winding me up, wasn't he?
So it's also the worst thing you heard?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it?
I haven't heard it.
You've not heard anything?
You've not listened to any of his show?
I'm not up that early.
It's on BBC Sound. You can go back and check it out.
BBC Sound.
Hold on. You're not up any day this week before 10 o'clock?
This week, I don't think I have been this week.
Absolute bollocks.
He's talking shit. What time did you start work with you? 9 sometime?
Yeah, Tuesday started at 9:30. Yeah.
Tuesday.
What were you doing?
Tuesday.
Anyway, tell me about this radio.
So it was on Radio 4, which is a fantastic radio station,
by the way. Yeah, it's wild, isn't it?
Yeah. If you want, the reason, I'll tell you why it's so good, because I know people think it's for like old people or like conservatives. But the thing that's good about it is, do you know when you listen to like most stuff that talks about news, it's so like, and this is going to explode, and now, starting the news, ding, 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 and you're listening to Dude's News and Doom. And it's all just like rock and roll hell news. This, Radio 4 turns the news into like 10-minute podcasts by people who are just a bit more kind of calmed down.
Yeah.
So you can get all your news, hear what everyone's saying, but it's not people arguing from one side and the other. It's just, here's what's going on. But they did a feature on the big flavours this year.
What, for 2025 or 2025?
We're predicting the big flavours.
This is great.
Right. This is you, isn't it? So have a think about what you think the big flavours are.
Predicting the big flavours. Yeah. Would I know some of these flavours? I'm not shooting in the dark here.
No. None of them are like brand new things you've never heard of.
Black bean.
No. nice
guess. I tell you what, and I think we were ahead of the curve a little bit.
Yeah.
Pistachios.
Well, I'll tell you, you're too late.
Huh?
Pistachio is well and truly entrenched. You're getting pistachio Starbucks, it's done.
Fuck.
So let me tell you, what they call things, right?
Matcha. Do
you
know matcha.
Matcha. Is a big one. Well done. Matcha's a big one.
It's fucking everywhere, matcha.
It's everywhere.
What is it?
It's going to continue to be big. It's basically tea. What they call, so can you guess, here's another little quiz.
Ooh.
What they call the thing that they're all looking for. It's a food.
Ooh.
It's a flavour.
The X Factor.
No.
Enlightenment.
No, I've just told it. It's a food. It's a flavour. And this is the sort of
looking for.
What do you mean? What they're looking for?
Cold.
Umbrella. Oh, I'm trying to speak.
Cold.
The umbrella term to describe the like a new mega flavour coming
Gold.
Onto the market.
A trend.
No.
Gold.
So it would be a trend, but it's named after the most.
The pulled pork.
You're on the right lines now.
The hummus effect.
No, not
the
quite.
The halloumi manual.
You're so close.
Oh my God. The smashed.
No, you're close.
The avocado empire.
Let me put you out of your misery. We're all just looking for the next salted caramel. Because salted caramel.
I mean, I would have picked that, would I?
Salted caramel came in and changed the game about 10 years ago. No one was eating salted caramel.
10 years
I'm
ago?
I'm going to sleep that day.
You haven't seen salted caramel everywhere for the last 10 years?
Yeah, but I don't think it changed the game, did it?
Oh, okay.
Not so, like pulled pork changed
the people that
game.
Work in the industry seem to think it did, but you don't.
Tell me, what was the big salted caramel item that stole all our hearts
well,
then?
That's the issue. It's everywhere. Salted caramel this, salted caramel ice cream, desserts, coffee, salted caramel chewing gum. It's everything. That's the whole point. Everything salted caramel. Salted caramel cocktails. So the one last year, 2023.
Pistachio.
Was pistachio.
Right.
Right.
Anything else from last year?
Well, one thing that was coming up that's good that they said this is the big thing. And they call it Swicy.
Swicy. What? Where's he gone?
A combination of sweet and spicy. The chili honey is going to be huge.
Are they going to welcome more Swicies into
the mix? I think they're saying that Swicy is it's already on the up, but it's going to be peaking over the next 18 to 24.
With Peking sauce as well.
Peking duck, Peking sauce. Peking
I thought
swice.
The hoisin boys need to look
spicy.
Into.
Spicy,
you know?
Swicy.
There's something. I don't know what it is with me, Drew, but it feels like almost like right wing propaganda kind of phrase.
Swicy. It does like, a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Karate, Swicy.
Let's get Swicy. Yeah. So Swicy is the big flavour to look out for.
Well, let's get ahead of it, right?
How do you do that?
Let's pick somewhere sweet, let's pick somewhere spicy, let's mix the two.
Okay.
Go for it.
Oh, okay, sure. So obviously hot honey is the big one.
Yeah, hot honey's doing a lot of work.
So let's do a little tweak on that. I mean, there aren't that many spicy things, which does hurt
what
you
do
a bit.
I like?
But let's say
cayenne pepper spicy, isn't it?
I was just going to say cayenne curd. So it's a lemon curd with a cayenne
pepper. Isn't that a comedian?
Through it.
No.
Yeah, he is actually.
Yeah, cayenne curd. Nice. Nando's is, the hot one can be spicy.
Yeah. So well, they already do a Fanta sauce at Nando's. This one means Swicey's going to go big.
Do you want my prediction? Oh, yeah. Really want my prediction?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Forget what they're saying, because they don't know what they're on about. They've only been doing this for 50 years.
I've got a fucking mint prediction.
Give me some food predictions for 25.
I've got one.
Hello?
Who's that? Hi. My name is Orange. And I want to join the Savoury Boys.
What?
Hello, orange flavoured foods. But...
What's happening, Ethan? Are you alright?
But in the savoury world, orange chicken
already exists.
No, but it's not had its day yet.
Right.
It's pushed to the back of the queue.
Okay.
Orange pork.
Oof. Yeah. Duck in orange sauce.
Duck in orange
Jay's
sauce.
Going to be loving this.
Orange flavouring is here. But
savoury orange.
From the savoury point of view, because we already know it's been around for a while.
For a while.
Savoury point of view.
Yeah, I like that.
You can go now, Orange.
See you later, mate. There's always a nut. Obviously, pistachio is having its moment in a minute. Before this, it was hazelnut and Biscoff. Yeah. Of course, there are these flavours that come along and all of a sudden, if Starbucks are doing a latte with it in, you know it's trying to make it the next big thing. I've got one that I think could be good. Although it's actually, maybe it's already been and gone. Probably.
What is it?
I was going to say candy floss. But then the candy floss grape
candy floss could be big
because it's got that nostalgia thing as well of like I had this when I was a kid.
Oh,
so you, maybe candy floss.
You what you have on your Christmas, like your marshmallow treats?
Marshmallow.
Yeah.
On
marshmallow
meat?
Maybe could be big.
What are you going for, Ethan?
Well, no, there was marshmallow fluff already happened, didn't it, about 6-7 years ago.
I'm gonna go a bit retro and see the comeback of something.
Oh yeah, I like that. What we got?
I'm gonna say chili and dark chocolate into like as a sauce.
You can imagine that on a brownie, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could imagine that on a brownie.
Chili and chocolate, that was big turn of the millennium.
Yeah.
That was big a few generations ago.
That's a good point about sauces, which ones might make another comeback. Because can I tell everyone that but barbecue sauces could do with a run.
It could do with a run. You're right. And this is the problem. Barbecue sauce has been and gone. So what's been big recently? Aioli has been big.
Oh, ruined all over me.
Yeah. Hot honey has been big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enduya.
It's been huge. Yeah.
Enduya.
There's got to be something else. The other thing that's been really big, what's the wet mozzarella that you can get? The burrata.
Burrata.
That's been big.
That's massive.
I think the cheese twist could come back.
Oh, the cheese twist.
Yeah, and I think as well...
The curly whirly.
Maybe the curly whirly will come back. But you know what, let's get your predictions. Yeah, because some of these things are going to... I mean, obviously, everything's already had a taste. But something's going to come through big.
Ooh.
Biscoff went mad.
Bacon and syrup.
Yeah.
Yeah, although there could be something to say that the next big trend is a flavour we've never tried yet. So
what, something from foreign land?
Foreign land, we go far and wide. Well, something they might be eating in like a mad part of China.
Isn't it weird how these trends come and go? Like, do you remember about 10 years ago, it was all gin? Everything was about gin. And then gin went, and then it feels like tequila's on the rise a little bit, margaritas. And these are just, you know, it's just people doing this. Like, us as humans kind of will just have whatever the big advert for the year is. It's like marketing people telling us. I've got one. Like, that, you know, satay is going to be big now.
I couldn't remember the name of this, but I remember I won these in year 7 at school. I won a fruit hamper for guessing the most right fruit.
Brilliant.
And they're called kumquats. Kumquats.
Your trending foods... Kumquats.
I think kumquats, which are miniature citrus fruits that closely resembles the orange, that grow in kumquat trees, are placed in the genus category Fortinella in the Rutaceae plant family.
Brilliant.
It's a sweet, tart flesh, making the fruit easy to eat whole.
Wow.
Seeds are a big one as well, by the way, because chia seeds came out of nowhere.
Yeah, they did. Pomegranate's big.
Pomegranates are big.
Pomegranate might go bigger, actually. I might predict pomegranate's going to go kumquat. I like it.
Kumquat's good. Kumquat's good.
Do you know that man who tries not to die?
Oh yeah.
Brian Johnson.
Yeah.
He loves his chia seeds. It's all he eats.
Yeah.
Before we move on to eat food of our own, just quickly, Carnival Cam went viral a couple of days ago.
Viral again,
he's back again.
What's happened now?
He made beef noodles.
What's all right? So let me get so beef noodles when we'd have them, Ethan. You get some nice egg noodles from the shop.
Pot noodle.
Some strips. I like how we've got layers of decadence. I'm just picking noodles with some beef. Ethan's having a beef pot noodle. Pot noodle. So that's your basis that you're working off.
He just cooked an omelette, then cut the omelette into noodle shapes when it was done, and then fried some beef in a pot, added some more cheese to it, mixed it together. Beef noodles.
So it's a beef omelette.
Yeah, but it's in the noodle shape.
Did everyone ever go at him?
Mate, he's gone. And then you know it's bad when, do you know those sort of bot accounts on Twitter?
Yeah.
Sort of nick your video and share it, and you're looking at 100,000 likes, and you're going, people are like, this guy's a criminal. And it's like,
this guy low key needs getting. Bro thinks he's him, and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, God, imagine that happened to us one day. We'll all get that treatment one day.
Do you think?
Yeah. Bro really thinks he did something with this. You know what I mean? When you're talking about how good whatever is.
Fingers. Right, I'm starving.
Yeah, it's all the
should we eat?
It's killing me, yeah.
Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely.
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 Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10.
Right then, everyone, it's time for the 9 out of 10 Club World Cup, and today it is Terry's Chocolate Orange against Neapolitan-style pizza.
Look at those two bad boys there.
We did do Pizza Wars, and I remember the New York pizza getting quite a good applaud, but it was the Rudy's pizza that really stole the show. Rudy's is everywhere, by the way. It's in Leeds, it's in Liverpool, it's in London. Yeah. If you're about a major city of the UK, you've probably tried a Rudy's. And, pass the cherry, I'll do the fucking whacking. And Terry's Chocolate Orange, if you've not in the UK, you've definitely had one in the UK, but in the, I don't know how to describe it, it's the nicest chocolate orange you'll ever have in your life. And,
stop. I would have assumed that the trouble describing a Terry's Chocolate Orange wouldn't be how to rank it, it would be what the concept is.
It's called a chocolate orange.
It's the nicest chocolate. Yeah, so what's the problem with describing it?
Because I can't tell people how orangey it is. It's the most orangey chocolate you've ever had in your life. Look at that, it comes as a real orange, which, like you said, no one has had the balls to kind of go up against the Terry's boys, have they?
That's true, there's no other rival orange. So when you say it's the nicest chocolate orange you've had in your life, it's also the only
The Cadbury's have gone for it. Cadbury's have gone for it.
They've got a ball.
No, they've not got a ball, but they've gone for the chocolate orange flavour. Take a couple of slices there.
Here we go.
Here's my problem with Neapolitan.
I'm going to lob you a slice.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Over the top.
Nice. Yes.
Come on. In. Good camera cut as well there, Ethan.
Thank you.
Did your camera cut whilst the thing was flying through the air?
That was unbelievable. That was like fucking Steven Spielberg. Right, okay.
What did you say?
No, I've tried them both.
Right. My problem with Neapolitan-style pizza...
What?
...is give it 10 minutes, it's not very nice anymore. Well, it's all right.
Like Ethan after a couple of pints.
Yeah. Oh, it's true, Ethan. You turn.
No, it's true.
It's... Right, here's the thing. Fresh Neapolitan pizza, incredible.
Right.
You wait 15 to 20 minutes on that bad boy.
Yeah.
The quality drop is ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
The way you sort of slice it up and chew it and everything's falling off. I am struggling to get it to the next stage here.
Well,
because let me taste this bad boy, no matter when you have this.
Yeah, I know, but that's always going to be a limiting factor of any hot food that we have delivered, isn't it? The studio isn't the natural environment of the Neapolitan pizza, whereas a Terry's Chocolate Orange can live in a submarine for 6 months and still be just as good. So I think you should at least consider the potential of a Neapolitan. Obviously, deliverability can be somewhere you mark it down, but I think it's unfair to just go on a
post. Are you happy with this then, yeah? Are you happy?
What are you going to ring off?
Are you happy, Ethan?
You know what? It's a chewy dough, isn't it?
And that's because it's gone cold.
What I did, I had my Terry's Chocolate Orange segment prior to the pizza. When I entered the door, the dough. Sorry, when the dough entered me.
Oh yeah, even better.
It.
Yeah.
The combination.
Ideally, it's that way around, to be fair.
You've not shagged the dough, have you?
The combination of dough and chocolate made me think, That could be the ideal combo.
Oh, he always loves to take things in a crazy direction, doesn't he?
A lot of places do chocolate pizzas now.
Yeah, it's like a dessert option. Weren't we going to order one from our wacky takeout that you used to go to? Oh, no, that was a sweet garlic bread.
It was a sweet garlic bread.
We never tasted it, did we?
No, they went out of business before we got to them.
Nightmare. By the way, I've got to say, one thing that does make up for the a little bit of cold Neapolitan pizza, a lot of these places have got stunning dips.
Mm.
Have a little dip on there. Have you had a little dip on that?
So we've got an aioli, and we've got like a sour cream, we've got an andouille dip, and a hot honey.
I don't think there is, and you're going to have a go at me for saying this, I don't think there is a sweet option in the next round of the 9 out of 10 club. And maybe I kind of fancy having a sweet boy amongst the savoury, salty men of the 9 out of 10 club World Cup.
Not really sure the imagery we're going with there, but I get what you're saying, yeah.
But just look at it.
I'm going to get the Patreon vote up.
Look at it, Ethan. It's stunning, isn't it?
Well, the creativity of the chocolatiers in this instance is quite something, because there's not many chocolates out there or foods that are designed to look like the thing they're designed to be. Have we ever considered just having an orange? Because that would probably be... If we're trying to create something that tastes like an orange and yet it's got worse health benefits, should we just stick with having the orange, you could ask?
I think you've also raised a good point. None of us has brought a piece of fruit into the 9 out of 10 club, did we?
That's a huge point.
None of us thought any piece of fruit was...
I love fruit. Fruit's one of my favourite foods. All right, Ethan, you go first.
Yeah, let's go voting.
What are you saying about this?
I'm saying that... And in this instance, I enjoyed the Terry's chocolate orange more than the pizza.
Yep. Okay, so you're voting the orange then?
When I take a step back...
For fuck's sake.
And I look at the larger picture of life, of what these things mean, I feel like I'd be an idiot not to vote for the pizza. But I enjoyed the Terry's more, so I vote for Terry.
Oh.
Well.
Do you want to go?
Yeah. Pizza.
Really?
Yeah, it's just...
Come on, it's done!
What are you even... You have these
it's
things...
It's Terry's chocolate orange all the way.
Pizza is done.
Terry's chocolate orange for me, making it 2-1.
Okay, all right, we've got to go to the patron then.
Because there's other pizzas out there, let's remember.
Yeah.
We don't need to back the Neapolitan necessarily.
I know, but that's the one in front of us now, and I just think it's better.
It is the one in front of us now.
Yeah, let's not vote on pizzas that aren't here.
Yeah.
Let me reload the Patreon.
Now, there's some comments on underneath the Patreon. There always is. Some of them suggesting the football games. Ethan's not really suggested a football game this time around.
What do you think this is in terms of a football match? Terry's chocolate orange versus Neapolitan pizza.
Okay, so the pizza was something great. It's gone a bit cold in recent years and dropped off Manchester United. And the Terry's... It's been around for a bit. Never been like a main, like you know, a top dog, but it's been around the top league, Everton.
Forest, isn't it?
I said Everton.
Well, for you, it might be Forest, because I think United are still ahead of Everton.
Well, that might be the way the patron goes, then, and I'll be even more.
What has the patron
so
said?
Now, is it Forest or is it Everton? Forest, of course, having a fantastic season. 67%.
Oh, that's not a good percentage.
Neapolitan pizza ties it up at to the public Instagram.
Trust the public Instagram.
They haven't had this experience, so I think we should ignore them.
Right, of course you do.
But we can't ignore them now.
They disagree with you. So you can see what sort of leader Ethan would be.
Yeah, awful.
Isn't it? Unbelievable.
But I'd find you attractive.
Would you find me attractive?
If you're in the leader role.
What about now?
Well, you're not in the leader role now.
What do you mean by attractive?
Could be in a few hours.
Yeah.
Right. Come on, then. Get him a little Mussolini outfit and a whip. He'll be in the leader role in no time at your place. Right. I asked Instagram, which is better, Neapolitan pizza or Terry's chocolate orange? 63%.
Oh, now I can see what's happening here.
And the deciding vote goes to and through to the next round, to the quarterfinals of the 9 out of 10 Club World Cup.
Let's just enjoy this moment that Terry's still alive. Right now, Terry's is in this.
It's Neapolitan.
Oh, no!
And you both outvoted on this occasion. unlucky, the public vote swings it. And maybe, like you said, Ethan, if they'd have been here, if they'd have tasted what we've tasted, they would have said otherwise. But we're talking about these things in theory, these things at their best. Maybe it's almost better sometimes to have not tasted it right now. Because that wasn't, like you said, that wasn't a great Neapolitan pizza, I'll give you that.
There is only one sweet option left that could get through to the 9 out of 10 club next stages. And that is when, I believe next week or the week after, we do Yorkshire pudding against Reese's Pieces. God, I know you're going to stick around for that.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, it's good. Thank you very much for watching.
What? Top three.
Top three!
I've come up with it.
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three.
Tres, dos, uno.
The top three.
Go.
Because in the chat, so I ordered these pizzas, as I tend to order most of the 9 out of 10 clubs.
Yeah.
Ethan responded in the chat, because I've got three different ones. Ethan said he was hungry, so I've got a couple extra so we can share them after the show. Ethan James says, McGrath has gone bananas at the concept of a tuna pizza. So, I want to bring in top three pizza toppings.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, let's go with it. Let's go with it.
So, just a couple of ground rules here.
Cheese and tomatoes, all right.
What?
Cheese and tomatoes, you don't have to think about them.
Well, you can have it if you want.
Bollocks.
What do you mean, bollocks?
Cheese and tomato are already through.
Through to what?
They're one and two. If anything, this is the top five club.
So you think just cheese is one and just tomato is two? What do you think?
So you're not going to put cheese or tomato in your top...
But what are you saying?
I think they should be redundant.
Redundant?
No, I think they should be... No, I don't think we should even mention them. I think they're a given.
No. Do you mean as in like when you say pepperoni, it's already got cheese and tomato as well?
Yeah.
Oh, well, obviously. I thought you meant like a cheese and tomato pizza. You can't pick that like a margarita. You can pick that if
you want. Yeah, but you're saying top three pizza toppings, are you not?
As in, if when you order a pizza, what do you ask for? So I was going to establish some ground rules, which you never let me get to. Number one, you can have more than one thing. It doesn't have to just be
wild,
like
wild, isn't it? What's this?
Well, no, because no one has just a mushroom pizza or just a peppers pizza. You can have vegetable as your topping.
Okay.
You can have ham and mushroom. You can have Hawaiian. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hawaiian is obviously two things, but it counts as one.
So what does the word meat feast mean to you right now?
Well, you can describe it to me. Because let's be honest, there's a world where there's too many meats. So if you're limiting it, you can tell me. So it's basically favourite pizzas then. Hawaiian. Okay. But just as in the toppings.
Big
okay.
time. Big time. Big time.
Do you want to go first? Do you know what you're doing here?
Big time. Yeah, I'm going to go with... I like a spicy number.
Okay, so number three.
I like a surprise.
What? Right.
So, do you know those little chilies that are like circle? And there's one on the tuna pizza there. Have you got one?
Yeah.
Do you know when they sort of burst in your mouth a little bit? Chili surprise. So go for a little spicy chili surprise.
These little fellas. They look like Satan's tears.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant.
Tastes like...
It's good, isn't it?
Hot.
Nice though, isn't it?
Brilliant.
Chili surprise. I wanted an Indian pizza. That's in at number two.
What's on that?
Anything you can think of.
Well, no, not anything you can think of. Actually, chicken, you have to tell us
chicken,
what's on it.
Chicken tikka slices on like a naan, but it was in a pizza shape.
So just cheese and chicken tikka slices?
Yeah, but it was unbelievable.
And no curry sauce?
There was a sauce base, but I don't think it was like a curry sauce. It was more like an Indian tomato. Nice, lovely. Unbelievable. And number one has to be, and I always try and get it, pepperoni and jalapenos. That is the it's only, good. It
it's
is really, everything
it's,
you want.
It's
and,
everything oh. you want, isn't it? It's everything you want.
So I'm going for, that's my number, that's my top three.
Okay, number three for me, and this is going to get some blowback. Oh, if I'm lucky. Hawaiian.
I'm all right with that.
Good, and I think the whole thing of like people being overly offended by Hawaiian pizza, that's we can leave that in 2017.
Yeah.
We understand that sweet and savoury go well together. When it's done well, it's fantastic.
I think the only thing I'd say is be careful on the size of your chunks.
Yeah.
Because some people go...
I don't want to ring
full
like
pineapple
it's a
gammon. Yeah.
Like a gammon steak. Number two, the margarita pizza.
Okay, nice.
With the basil.
Ooh.
Straight out of the oven, still steam coming off it. Straight into the gob. You can't argue with that.
Love that.
And number one, and I'm going to take you up a notch.
Oh!
Okay? This for me is the best. Pepperoni.
Yeah.
Jalapenos.
Yeah.
Garlic butter.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Brushed on top. And sun-dried tomato. They do it on the high street where we live.
I think I might have had a slice of that. It was quite delicious.
And they overdo the butter and it's like a soup. You're almost drinking the pizza, which is too much. but pepperoni, jalapenos, garlic butter, sun-dried tomato.
Incredible.
Best pizza you can get, Ethan.
Well,
he cut to himself very early there, didn't he?
I was trying this. So we've just had our pizza here. We've got this spicy honey sauce.
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering if that's still around and if I could just drink it.
That's not a pizza, though, is it?
Well, I was wondering, what if we just poured that over the whole pizza? It's absolutely delightful.
It's a spicy honey. That they are, spicy honey is really having its day, isn't it?
It is.
Well, we talked about that earlier in the episode, didn't we?
Yeah.
Ethan, come on then. What's the top three?
Three, I would agree with Joe in the sense that the Hawaiian brings a lighter piece to the table. If you go and, God, I'd like a bit of a pizza, but I'm not really feeling in the stodgy red meat mood, a little bit of ham sprinkled and then pineapple lightens it a little bit and it's easier to stomach.
Sweet treat.
It's a great option. That's three. Number two is the spicy American. In other words, pepperoni and jalapenos.
Yeah, it's just, it's
is
so
that what it's called, the spicy American, yeah?
Yeah, or Americano sometimes I've seen it called.
Ooh, nice, yeah.
Okay. It's amazing. It's so good.
And I've got to say, number one, and it was 50-50 between the top two. Mm. But I think just for longevity and experience and becoming, when you think of a pizza, you just think of this. I'm going to say pepperoni by itself.
So why do you ever order pepperoni and jalapenos then?
Well,
why do you even have that?
Why do you order number two knowing that your favourite pizza is number two, just taking some ingredients off?
Well, I think it's just for, it's a staple piece. When you think of pizza and close your eyes, you think of the classic circle pepperoni around there.
Yeah.
I think with it, with jalapenos on, it probably gives it something extra.
Extra, as in better.
Yeah, which is the jalapenos.
So then why is it a number two?
Because I think we need to give respect to pepperoni by itself can just do it on its day.
Pay respect to a classic.
Yeah, and anyone who says margarita is thick.
Brilliant. And if that's you at home, I think he's right there.
No, he's not.
Plain pizza is like, do me a favour. Grow up. Anyway, lovely to have you listening. Thank you very much for watching as well, if you've been watching. This has been the Sloppy Joe's podcast. We're back next Friday. Hopefully Dom joins us for his big weekend stories of what he's been up to.
Yeah, absolutely.
See you then.
Bye. Wave, Ethan.
And we'll see you then when he said.